Grace be unto you, peace from God our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm going to read verses 1 and 2 from the text for this morning meditation. I will sing for the one I love a song about his vineyard. My loved one had a vineyard on a fertile hillside. He dug it up and cleared it of stones and planted it with the choicest vines. He built a watchtower in it and cut out a vine press as well. Then he looked for a crop of good grapes, but it yielded only bad fruit. Dear friends in Christ, when I read this passage, selected text for today, Isaiah 5, 1 to 7, I was not quite sure how to make the text for a meditation. Then I read it second time and the third time, along with the extensive New Testament passages like Matthew 21, verses 33 to 45, Mark chapter 12, 1 to 9, which echo the content of the Isaiah passage. In fact, the expansion of this parable, I could see some pregnant meaning of the story. Furthermore, the hymn Lutheran Worship number 273, Amid the World's Bleak Wilderness, selected by the planner of today's chapter, tells me something very meaningful, relevant, and relevant for our time. The joyful songs in verses 1 and 2, which must have been common enough in harvest, and there, what is followed, the sad story, can be a true practical lesson of human history, as well as the story of our own life, which has a significant message and warning for us today. The good news of salvation in God's care and mercy was authentically given, but rejection, all an indifferent attitude and negligence, made the situation really sad. After centuries of the most extraordinary care of God's vineyard, God's nation Israel, the result or consequence was indeed disappointing, with bad fruit. In the words of the prophet, sins were denounced. Greed, injustice, drunkenness, robbery of the poor by the rich, and many more. So the owner of the vineyard was disappointed, who rightly expected from the inhabitants of Jerusalem his vineyard in return for the unstinted nurture and blessing he has bestowed on them. The outcome, however, has greatly disappointed the owner God. So the Lord will be destroying and abandoning, and will let the house of Israel become desolate, waste, in verses 5 to 7. By Assyrian in Israel's own time, Babylonians a century later destroyed Jerusalem, and later the Romans in 70 AD struck the death blow to Jewish national existence. Indeed, wars and judgments were pronounced on them. Now we are in the midst of privileges and responsibilities, between God's grace and His justice, between the divine patience and our accountability, the generosity and the judgment. Indeed, we are in God's special grace in Jesus Christ. By virtue of that privilege, we are accountable for obedience. He has chosen and blessed as a special community of His household in Christ. Subsequently, we have gladly committed to the conveyors of the eternal salvation of all mankind, just like the old Israel, the chosen people. Our task and responsibilities make us feel convinced that we, the members of the seminary community, for instance, have a distinct privilege and honor to be His messengers of the good news in the midst of the uncountable problems, difficulties, and absurdities in our time. True, the words of the text Isaiah 5 may look sad and tough to discern. Nevertheless, God's grace is always present behind the hard realities of life at the end of this millennium. After all, we have dedicated and committed to the Lord and believe in the Son of God, our only Savior, who came to earth to redeem the entire world from sin, which is, in fact, the very theme of the Old Testament. And furthermore, what the messianic prophecy Isaiah shows, that is, Jehovah is the salvation. In the midst of all kinds of warnings and serious reminders, there is ever the hope which is given and enabled by the Savior Jesus Christ. Our ultimate cry of hope, namely for hope, comes to Him alone, and then we sing, "From Him we drew the juice of life, for Him supply His winery, with fruit from which true joy derive, our branch with your rich life in me." Amen.